UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Luka Doncic is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Just talking about Luka. I mean, he had last night 20 points, 15 rebounds, 15 assists. He's the youngest player in history. That's his 20th career double-double. It's 20th career triple-double. He's the youngest player in NBA history to have 20 points, 15 rebounds, 15 assists in a game. And I bring that up only because, much like recruiting, the draft is prone to wildly speculative opinions. And I remember the night of the draft. I mean, we covered that draft. We did that draft. ESPN Radio has the rights. And there were some people that were thoroughly convinced he was going to be the next star. And then there's some people who just kind of always give short shrift to the foreign players. And this guy's he's the dude, man. He's terrific. This is when you get in a rush to be, I'm the one that broke the story. And I never understood what the difference is if you – I have it 5 seconds before you do. There's such an ego thing in that. I get competition is a good thing. It makes us better. It really is. I don't run away from competition. But this texter said, the interesting thing on the Petrino hires, it was first reported by Football Scoop that they were going to hire Art Briles. Remember? I mean, and so the I don't know whether they actually offered it to him. He turned it down. I don't think that's true. But the point is, there's such a rush to get it out there. Make sure you get it right. I mean, it's
maybe that was right, and I thought I remember seeing something like they backtracked or something along those lines. Or it does seem peculiar that they would. Well, maybe not. I mean, if you want to, Stugatz always does the thing in the weekend observations about Art Briles being in hell because of what he did at Baylor. But he did mention like Bobby Petrino being in hell as well, or like sitting like next to him, or he had company down there. I mean. Art Briles, I mean, what? I mean, is he more unhireable
than
Petrino? I mean, Petrino did know these guys too. I feel like that's the bigger story.
Well, that's like the bottom line. Yeah. The president, if you weren't with us yesterday, the president is a graduate of the Arkansas School of Law, and obviously was a fan. And the AD is a guy who used to work for Louisville, Kyle Motes, and was here for Bobby's first go round. And now he's the athletic director. And those were the only two people on the search committee. So, that probably says a lot. What else? Were the texter said this. Yeah, I saw this. Somebody sent it to me earlier today, and I thought there was they were trying to get me to chase a rabbit hole that wasn't right. But we haven't talked about it yet, listener, who texted us. They issued a warrant for Odell Beckham for smacking a cop after the is a warrant.
Yeah, did you
for
see the
arrest.
Video?
No, is it a joke?
I don't think so.
He actually hits a policeman.
The police officer, I think it wasn't a great look for the police officer. That said, let me finish. I watched it the first time, and the quote of the caption on the tweet was, "Imagine being this lame." And I think the police officer was like taking a player's Gatorade in the locker room as LSU is celebrating.
Gatorade or cigars? I heard there was a big brouhaha about the cigars.
I think it might have been the cigars, but I just remember him looking at a bottle of Gatorade, thinking that maybe there was like alcohol in it or something. At least that's what I thought it was. I looked at it without the sound, but Odell like comes up from behind the officer and like makes contact with him, like, get off of the dude, like, come on, like, stop it, like, you know, stop being RoboCop here. And the police officer just optically looked like he was being a little bit of a RoboCop, but I do remember going audibly, holy crap, like, because I mean, Odell doesn't just tap the guy. I mean, it's like a
putting your hands on a law enforcement officer.
So that's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Texter like, says he smacked them on the butt. The police officer was there. Yes, I was right. It was about cigars. Tell him
it was about
cigars,
okay,
in the building. And Odell whacked him in the butt. And I'll tell you, to me, it's perfect football arrogance. So I love it. I love that part of it. I mean, evidently he was giving out real money. Joe Burrow said, I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I don't care. Yeah, the money was real. That's great, Joe. The other guys on the sideline have eligibility, and the NCAA,
yeah,
knowing
thanks,
as
Narc,
they are now going to have no choice but to have to go look into that. And you could say, well, they do have a choice. Well, that's true, but you know, they don't really, because you're advertising to the whole world. We're giving out money after a game. What's the stop next year? Hey, it's a big rivalry game, the Iron Bowl. You know, Alabama and Auburn, the winning team. There's people on the sideline passing out, you know, $50 bills. What's the difference? So you know, and it's just, there's a certain arrogance to it. And I listen, I'd love to see the kids celebrate, but I always am respectful if somebody's got a job to do and you can't smoke in the building. I mean, it's not that unreasonable to say celebrate, jump around, pour Gatorade on each other, but don't smoke in here. We're, you know, go outside and smoke a damn cigar. So anyway, that's just... It says, OBJ used to be a great wide receiver. His antics were a sideshow. Now the main event are his antics. And playing wide receiver is the sideshow. That's usually not a good trajectory. As someone who took him first in the fantasy draft as the Empire Electrons, it's amazing that we were able to get to 7 wins from our 2-win season last year, getting so little out of him. So there's no question about that. But, again, you don't overreact to it. But it's just there's a certain arrogance with football that's just at once charming because it speaks to the reality of it, which is stop pretending that you're anything but what you are, which is all about money and power and who's got the biggest stick in the room. We've already been through that. You got the big stick, you do what the hell you want. By the way, Buck Showalter now being discussed as the manager of the Astros to take over that job.
What's he done since the Orioles?
Nothing. He was out for a year, but he's a really good manager. And I liked him. He was with us at ESPN. I enjoyed him. He used to come on every week on our show. I liked him. And I think he'd be a great fit there. He certainly has the talent. And at best of my knowledge, he's not been involved in any scandalous kind of stuff. So it's just, this may be a blessing in disguise for the Mets, though. I don't know. Maybe they'll get a guy like that. Because... the Mets, you know, why they seemed hell-bent to get a guy with no managerial experience again. They actually could be pretty good next year. So,
I mean, they have the pieces as long as everyone stays healthy.
Yeah, and this is the time they got to be good because they have a lot of these guys under their control yet. A lot of them are on their initial contracts. So we'll see. This one says, we had Lamar on our fantasy team. We can't make too many excuses. I had Lamar. That's why we made that turnaround. Lamar was the Empire Electrons. Speaking of which, again, I know many of you had trouble finding the Empire Electrons team store. So we'll have to see if we can do a little better job of letting you know that doesn't really exist, where that store is. But we are going, this is legitimate, we are going to sell T-shirts. The V-Show store going to be up and running within the next couple of weeks. Going to have T-shirts, say, state your business. Let the cake bake and don't let sports make you stupid. All the proceeds are going to go.
I kind of like out of friends everyone gets peanuts.
All right. I think we could throw that in there, too.
And can we throw in a Giorgio T-shirt?
No, because that's using his likeness and we're not paying him. And then he sues us and then you blow it up the whole thing. So,
what if we get a shirt?
Here we go. We can't just leave well enough alone. Go ahead. Nope. Take us down the rabbit hole.
What if we get a shirt?
Okay.
And it's the color of the Falcons or... the color of, like, the
Even
Azuri.
Worse, now we're sued by him and the
just
Falcons.
The color. We're just using the color, man.
Okay.
And on the back, we have his number.
Okay.
There's no Falcons likeness on this at all.
Right.
And it just says, Aikiki the ball on the back. I kind of like that. Aikiki the ball.
Okay.
And then we also, now the one for your boy, I never can remember his name, from Weber State or whatever. Who's the kid? Joe?
What the hell?
The basketball guy.
The kid at Hunter College?
Hunter
in New York
College.
City?
There we go. Yeah. What's his name?
Now you made me forget his name already.
I know. I
was
completely off.
Why do you do
off.
That? Keegan, George.
George. There we go. George. George Keegan. We need to get a shirt for him.
Again,
I don't know.
Illegal?
No.
Yes.
No.
You can't sell somebody's likeness.
There is zero likeness. First off, we made Giorgio speak way more stereotypical than he actually sounds. So all we're doing is getting a shirt.
You haven't sold one shirt yet, and you're trying to expand our line. How about the toaster? When will we get the toaster out there? People will be enjoying that.
I'm trying desperately for us to get sued.
You really are. That's what I think.
I really don't think you could sue somebody. Keith Pointer, Artie McLaughlin, Sam Aguiar, all of our legal representation, please back me up here. There's not enough likeness. We're just using the Falcons' color and the guy's jersey number and saying, I kick you the ball. We're not saying Tavecchio. We're not saying Giorgio. We're not saying anything. It's just, doesn't even have to, you know what, the hell with it. Because right now, he's a free agent. So it doesn't even have to have an NFL team. It could just be a football-esque jersey shirt. And it says, I kick you the ball and number 8 or whatever he is.
Consider it. My boy, George Keener, Hunter College. How about this? The Hunter College Hunters, I don't even know what the hell they are called, in front of 174 people at home. That's about, I told you what they draw. My boy George went for 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and they blitzed, walloped CCNY 85-58. CCNY, by the way, the answer to a great trivia question, who's the only team in college basketball history to win both the NIT and the NCAA in the same year?
CCNY
is the answer to that. So good work out of my boys, the Hunter College guys, who have, they're stringing them together. Before that, they beat the Lehman. Hey, that should be their name. The Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N-L-A-Y-M-A-N.
That's kind of cool.
It's not what their name is, but it should be. The Lehman. He went for 15 points, a little quiet game, 9 rebounds. The one that won 55-51, so they've got back-to-back wins. As the Hunter getting it in gear as they hit conference play. The game before that, my guy George, how about this one? Shot 11 for 20, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. They lost a hard-fought game 67-59 to the College of Staten Island before 162 folks in their building. And then, I'm telling you, this kid could play at a small level in Europe. And then before that, unfortunately, lost to Brooklyn College at home as well. And he went for 24 points and 11 rebounds. A couple steals, an assist. George Keener, my guy George. If you're late to the show, when I went to New York to do the what was I there for? The Jimmy V? It was the Jimmy V. I spent an extra day, and I had nothing to do the next night, and I went to see a random Division III game. I was just looking for somebody who played and took the train up to Hunter. Hunter had been a one-win team. And they lost that night, hard-fought game to NYU, 75-68. And it was one kid. I didn't know anybody on any team. I didn't know either coaches. I didn't know anything about anything. Didn't recognize the referees, nobody. And the kid, Keener, I walked out and said, this dude can play. And I said, we're going to follow him. And I talked at length about him. Also talked at length about how the people, 175 people at the game, roughly, 175 to 200. I think they always just put 175 down. And I get in the lobby, and the guy is just blistering the coach. I was like, doesn't matter how many people, it's a universal truth. They don't win. Somebody's pissed off at the coach. Oh, my. But George can play. George can ball. We can get him on by the end of the year. He has no. I wonder if somehow through the grapevine, somebody who like lives here has a relative in New York and says, I got to just tell, does this kid
degrees.
Know we're talking about it? Because we haven't talked about him enough. I wanted to make him a regular guy on the show, like Oswald and Giorgio and Billy O'Dell and the twins and Reluctant Maria and Translated Teresa, the whole cast of characters that we have. State your business. State your business.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, man. Phil found my iPad.
Where the hell was it? Well, he can't just drop it off. He's got to tell us where it was.
Where was it?
Don's desk.
Oh, I left it on Don's desk.
You couldn't see that right in the middle of the room there?
I didn't check Don's desk. I thought I don't know why I would have left it on Don's
question
desk.
Question it. Well,
really, you're being that guy?
No, I'm not. The question is, where the hell's your wallet?
That I don't know. That I think's in my car. It's always in the last place you look. You were being that guy.
I wasn't that guy, because that's the most ridiculous thing of all. Who would keep looking after they find it? I'm always amazed.
Exactly. That's the joke of it.
Dumbest one ever. Are we going to get Galliott pissed off by not remembering to call him again, or what? Isn't he supposed to be on 3 minutes ago? Sure is. Right? Next, making sure it's his. Greg Galliott, 5 minutes ago.
No, I sent him
a text.
Oh, well, look at that.
What happened? Oh my God! No, it's like he's never had this iPad before. It's like, what is this? Is this a touchscreen?
There's games on here.
How does this work?
No, I got a lot of messages.
Well, sure, it's been sitting there for a day and a half. That would make sense. There's a shock.
No, I didn't. I missed that earlier. We could have had Greg at 1:30.
So he's not coming on.
No.
Not coming on.
He asked if I wanted to call him during this time, and I said, just give me a call, because, you know, whenever it's going to be.
It's 50-50 he's coming on. It's not only 50-50 he's coming on.
No, I screwed.
It's 80-20 he even talks to us again. He pretty much is going to blow us off.
Yeah, I kind of screwed this up.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Also, I mean, I know you and Sully butted heads the other day. Did you and John Clay fight, too?
No, why?
He uncharacteristically hasn't responded to my texts about coming on. I mean, I know he's busy.
He was probably in South Carolina.
Yeah, but he didn't reply twice. I'm very fragile. But Mark's story came on the Midday Rush earlier today, and I was very, 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 very grateful. He sends the ballots out for the Kentucky Sports Personality of the Year.
Right.
And he's included, Sports Figure of the Year, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And he's included me on the list, which is
you're one of the nominees. Fantastic! Good luck.
No. Oh. I'm one of the voters, and I'm very humbled by that because I don't consider myself, you know, one of the elite that is the rest of our personalities. I think when I told Locke, honest to God, tiny little part of him got sad
because Locke doesn't get to vote.
No, Locke gets to vote. But when I mentioned it, I was like, oh, yeah, me too. I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, no, definitely. Oh, no, he definitely was trying to rub your nose in there a little bit.
A tiny little bit of him seemed sad.
Yeah.
So, typical in my fashion, though, I missed the deadline.
Well, there we go.
And I've done that in the past, but...
it's really hard to type dip, 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 send.
I know. Well, I've screwed up in the past, but this time I was like, I'm 24 hours away. In the past, when I, like, remembered that I forgot to vote, it was like a week or something along those lines. This one, I was like, you know what? Like, just do it. And if they can take it still, you know, like get late credit, awesome. If not, then, you know, at least you tried. And so I did. I sent it to Mark Story.
And he told you to go spit in your hat.
He told me to go blank myself. No. And said, John Clay hates me. Stop texting him. No. He said that it was, he usually leaves a little window open. And I just got it in. And he said, I appreciate you.
Oh, good for you.
So it's very nice. So this was my top 10 list. For those of you who care, no one does. But here it is. Number one, Lamar Jackson. Number two, Lynn Bowden. Number three, Scott Satterfield. Number four, Asia Durr. Number five, Ja Morant. Number six, Montrezl Harrell. Number seven, Josh Allen. Number eight, Brooke Forty. Wanted to throw a little love to Pat Forty. And also, I'm going to take after Locke. He always gives a vote to an Olympic sport on there. So did that. Reed Detmers. For the cards. I like the fact that he was really, really good and he doesn't have overwhelming speed. I think that's kind of cool. And number 10, our first ever at the door guest, Carlos Dixon.
Nice. So was that? Do they get points weighted by like who's first on your list?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's one of those.
So
things.
Lamar gets 10 points.
Yeah, and then Lynn gets 9.
You know who you didn't vote for? Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti's going to drop a new album this month.
I was going to say, I was like, is he an athlete?
Yo Gotti is known professionally as the Yo Gotti, but he was born Mario Centel Gidden Mims. He's an American rapper from Memphis, and he's going to drop a new album. They don't release new albums. You drop new albums now. That's what you do. And
I want to really drop an album I think, and have like a vinyl and drop it from like a blimp.
He's been really on the landscape since he released From the Dope Game to the Rap Game in the year 2000. I know that's one that... we like to play at dinner.
Why are you doing this?
Because he's on TV behind you, and I know who the hell he was, so I looked it up. He went by Lil Yo, as you probably know, and he's been at it now for 23 years. Isn't that great? He's often associated with acts like Black Youngsta, Cash Out, Gucci Mane, Mike Will Made It, Moneybag Yo. So, you know, he's in good company.
Why do I have two balls back here?
Oh, again, you're trying desperately to get on the mixtape, aren't you?
No, but really? Seriously, I'm just looking at the boxes. Why? It's bothering
because
me.
Because you inadvertently ordered two, just like you ordered two
Why?
Of the DNA tests. I don't know. I don't live in your head.
I thought
Ask the
panda?
Yeah. What's his name again?
Bing Bing.
Ask Bing Bing. Oh, my. All right.
I don't think I did, though.
Yeah,
sure. But why? I don't think I did this one on accident.
You know what happened? You probably went on one of those websites where they said, and that's not all. If you buy one, get a second one. Just pay for it.
That's the stupidest
my favorite
thing.
Oh, that's like, I've actually had things I would have bought, but that comes on the end. It pisses me off so much. I say, no, now you're not even going to sell one because that is the dumbest thing. Just pay a separate fee. That means pay for another one. Yeah. Wow. All right. Are we going to talk to Galliette or not?
You know, maybe I should take initiative and call him.
I would call him if I were you.
Also, possible interview. Britt Floyd, who's part of a Pink Floyd tribute band, is coming here. I just got the media promo thing. So maybe we could have her stop by our door.
I don't know, but guy says, why do I have two balls back here? Is already the winner of this week's mixtape, so congratulations. Is that Galliette? Because I don't know what's going on. Oh, thank God he had the patience to call us again. The poor man. The poor man is patient with us to no end. So he's going to join us, talk a little bit about some great promotions. But before I tell you about that, let me tell you about DraftKings. Conference Championship is coming up this week, and it's the top-rated sportsbook app in the country, DraftKings Sportsbook. They have tremendous promotions every day, and in a minute I'm going to give you a great opportunity to take advantage of a code that will get you even more. Bet on any star player this week only to score the first TD of the game, and you'll get 10-1 odds. How about that? That's pretty cool. Doesn't get better than that. Pick your first TD player in either game, and you'll get yourself 10-1 odds. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook, safe and secure. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook has their best sign-up offer to date right now. How so? Well, let me tell you. If you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and use our code WHBE when you sign up for a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code WHBE. Get your sign-up bonus now up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problems, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Now here comes the aforementioned vice president of the Bats, Greg Galliette. Greg, thanks for your patience as we shuffled you around annoyingly all day. How are you?
No problem. I'm good. I was actually out buying a monitor for our dugout and a couple of Apple Watches. So,
well, you can get. It's a shame you already hired.
Amazon buying some stuff.
It's a shame you already hired a manager because Carlos Beltran's available now. He'd fit right in. If you're going to go buy all that stuff, you might as well jump right in.
Oh, my gosh. I guess baseball would like to be in the news, but I'm not sure this is the reason they want to be in the news. So,
I'm not sure you want to go too far on a limb with your opinion. If you don't, that's fine. But I know you have one. What did you think of their disciplinary action? Enough? Not enough? Did they take the right tone? What do you think?
Well, it was funny. It was almost like the tone of college sports where we're going to self-impose on ourselves and hopefully you'll leave us alone.
True.
But, I'm actually surprised that Alex Cora maybe didn't get more. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there when it's all said and done. But, the players themselves, I mean, they're so well protected with the players' union that I'm sure there's some ringleaders there that really probably need to be punished also. It's kind of a shame they're not getting punished, but that's just the nature of the industry. So it is what it is.
That's what a guy texted us and said, how the players just skating on the list. But in fairness,
that union is so strong.
Well, not only that, in fairness, if you're in the player and you're not going to give me immunity, I'm not going to talk to you. I mean, that's so the only way they could get to the real bottom of it is to say, tell us the whole story, and you're fine. And it's okay. Here's the deal. Here's where the camera was. Here's who said what. And
yep.
So, I mean, that's at least they got to
the bottom. The other question is, will Mike Fiers basically just be blackballed from baseball? I don't know what's going to happen with him, the guy who basically ratted on this whole situation, so who's now with the Oakland A's. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's do you get the impression, before we get off this topic, that the reaction of the other teams. You know, like when steroids was going on, players were generally muted, I think, because many of them were doing it themselves. And if they weren't, there was a whole bunch of people on their team that were. And so you just heard a couple of grumbling guys. But by and large, everybody shut up because it was like, listen, it's all over the place. You could tell there were other teams that were pissed off about this. And it was only because Rob Manfred warned them, hey, don't say anything or I'll come hammering you. So I get the impression that this is not regarded as something, oh, it's just business as usual with the other teams. I think there was general anger and genuine anger and resentment from the other teams. And the only reason we haven't heard more is because Manfred read them the riot act beforehand. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you because there definitely was an advantage probably being taken. I mean, imagine knowing, you know, what pitch is coming to the plate. That just increases your chances of really squaring up a pitch and hitting it that much better. So you just wonder on each occasion, you know, how this really played not only in the regular season games, but also postseason games. And you made a great point. With the steroid era, it was just kind of that underlying cloud that went through not only Major League Baseball, but Minor League Baseball, that just about, you know, everybody was doing it. I mean, my gosh, back in that time, I remember so many of our river bat pitchers back at that time looked like middle linebackers out of the NFL.
It's true.
And they were going out there night after night after night, especially the relievers. And that's what the steroids allowed them to do, is just continually recover and be ready for the next day. Whereas this is really a strong competitive advantage that a team can gain on another one by, you know, knowing what pitch is coming to the plate half the time or even more than that. So I'm sure there were a lot of teams that were very pissed off.
Talking to Greg Galliette, the vice president of the Bats. Now, I don't know, have you have not made your managerial announcement, or you have, or what's the deal with that?
We have, and it's actually one of your old friends, and it's kind of funny. It's Pat Kelly.
Yay.
And Pat was here, let me see, about 9 games back in 2018 before Brian Price got let go, and Jim Riggleman was named the interim manager for the Reds, and Jim tabbed Pat on the shoulder and said, come up here from Louisville and be my bench coach. So
he let me hang out in the dugout.
Yeah, and I was joking with Pat the other day on the phone. I said, Pat, you didn't even get to see Thunder back in 2018. Can you stay a little longer this time to at least do that? So he's looking forward to coming back and hopefully completing the mission of doing a whole year in Louisville. And we'll have him. Our new pitching coach will be James Baldwin, the former Major League All-Star pitcher for the White Sox.
Oh, nice.
He'll be replacing Jeff Becerra. Leon Bull Durham will be back as our hitting coach. And we're still waiting on the announcement of our bench coach, but that should be announced soon. So we've got a very veteran crew coming in here to manage this club, and we'll see where it goes. It should be a fun year. We had a nice ball club offensively last year. I'm not sure how many of those guys are going to be back at this point. But pitching was a little bit of our shortcoming, which it is in most, you know, professional situations. If you got too much pitching, the big club's going to take it away from you. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, what's interesting is the big club made some noise in this offseason. The Reds
did
some things.
And I'm sure I'm not so sure they're not done. I think they might have another big move left up their sleeve. It'll be interesting to see what they do between now and opening day, because there's been rumblings. There's interest in not only Corey Seager over at the Dodgers, their shortstop, but Jose Lindor, or Frankie Lindor with the Indians. So the Reds are maybe looking to do something with their shortstop position. And then again, what are they going to do in center field? With they just picked up the Japanese player, Shohei Okayama, and, you know, where's he going to fit in? Is he going to play left field? Is he going to take Nick Senzel's spot in center? Will Nick play center? Will Nick get traded? His name's been mentioned in some of these possible deals. So who knows? But picking up Moustakas to play second base, I mean, that's a nice power bat to put in Great American Ballpark. That's a pretty nice-looking infield with Votto and Suarez. They've got a lot of power there, but they've got to figure out what they're going to do, especially in left field with Jesse Winker and some of the other guys that are playing in the outfield. They've got a really an overabundance of young outfielders that probably a couple of these guys aren't going to be on this club when they break camp.
Talking to Greg Galliette from the Bats, so many things to talk about. Let's talk about what's going on with your stadium. Is going to pump. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's still a beautiful stadium. It's far from old, but I mean, it's time to do some things. It's hard to believe how many years old it actually is. And so you're getting some money to do some things. When is that work going to start? What's the plan, and what's it going to look like when it's finished?
Well, we just signed a 20-year lease with the city, so we'll be in here for another 20 years. And
nice.
We figured as part of that, we've been looking at ourselves and at our situation here for about the past 4 or 5 years, Bob, taking a look at a lot of the top AAA and AA ballparks across America. And basically, What have they done? What do they have that maybe we don't have since our ballpark was built 20 years ago? So we've kind of taken a hard look at ourselves, and we'll be starting some renovations here shortly. We'll be having an announcement with the city and with the mayor here coming up probably in the next month or so to announce those renovations. And it'll probably take us a good 2 to 3 years to complete because we've got a lot of things that we're going to do. But this ballpark's going to change quite a bit, and it's going to change for the fans for the better. It's going to be nothing but fan experience in mind when we do stuff to increase their ability to enjoy the night even more here at the ballpark. So I think the fans are going to be really pleased with what they hear and what they see. So we'll be starting that shortly, and you know, bear with us. This place will probably be a little bit of a construction site for the next couple of years during the seasons, but we'll be able to show you exactly what's going to take place, and there'll be a lot of energy going on. So we're excited about that. One of the things people have talked about is, are we extending the nets? And yes, we will be doing that, and the netting will be extended down past our bullpen mounts. So fan safety is one of the main issues that we've had in mind this year.
When will some of the work be started, at least for this season, or everything's going to wait till this year's over?
No, it'll be started actually before opening day. So
wow.
We're actually hoping to get some stuff done by opening day and then probably be working throughout the season during the summer. So it'll be a little bit like maybe having some plywood up, you know, at certain parts of the ballpark with big displays maybe on that plywood showing what's going on behind it, what's coming. So a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. We're going to leave all that for the mayor to announce. Good times are coming for Louisville Slugger Field for the near future.
All right. Well, that's pretty exciting. Do we have – I know some things that are going to be going on. Are we allowed to start talking about them today, or are you going to wait?
Because you're involved in one of them.
Yeah, I'm really jazzed up about that. I really heard about this. I'll let you – I won't steal your thunder, but this is a really cool promotion. There's so many of them, but the one particularly that Kentuckiana Friends of V is going to be involved in is going to be a really cool one.
Well, you know me. I'm an old Kentucky Colonels ABA season ticket holder. As a child, my grandparents had season tickets, so I went to just about all the Colonel games, have a deep passion for the ABA. So we want to do a Kentucky Colonels ABA appreciation night.
Nice.
And we're going to do it this summer. And I've already created the jerseys. I'm just waiting for Minor League Baseball's approval on them, that hopefully we can wear them. But basically, they will look like the jerseys the Colonels wore when they won their 1975 championship.
That's awesome.
Pacers. Obviously, they'll be full sleeve, but it's going to be the red and the blue with the Colonels on it. And we're hoping to have some ex-Colonel players here that night, along with some ex-Indiana Pacer players, because we are slated to play the Indianapolis Indians that night. So we thought it was fitting to hone in on the Pacers. And we're going to auction these jerseys off with all the proceeds going to the Friends of V here in the local area.
Wow.
And, we're excited to be partnering with you on that.
No, we are as well. That's going to be an exciting night. I love the old ABA guys. I imagine they'll have some stories to tell, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
Very, very cool. That's a good question. We get good questions from the listeners. Listener said, could you ask Greg, I don't, maybe you're not allowed to release it yet, but are there any additions coming up that you're particularly excited about, your favorite, if you will, that you said, wow, that's going to be really cool?
I can't really talk per se, but there'll be some new additions to the ballpark that will be only one of maybe a couple of ballparks as far as minor league ballparks in America that will have this. And it's really exciting to see, I guess the overall, I can tell you what the theme of this whole renovation process will be once we get it underway. It's basically to make the ballpark smaller, with more hospitality areas. So, and we've taken, as much as we can do, we've taken the sun situation into consideration and tried to address that in some ways. So I think fans are going to be really excited when they hear the mayor talk about this in the near future. And once again, it'll just take what is a gorgeous ballpark and take it up one step higher and make it even better.
That seems to be the theme now. Teams are making smaller venues, making them more intimate, and making more of a commitment to the experience rather than just getting more people in the building.
No, you're right, because actually if you look at Louisville Slugger Field in comparison with the other top AAA and AA ballparks across America, we're actually pretty big.
You are.
Most of them at the AAA level are 9 or 10,000, and we're currently at 13,000, and we're one of the biggest. So that's one of the situations we looked at and we've addressed.
All right. Well, give us some idea of some other things coming on.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're a bobblehead guy, right?
Do you think?
I just got off the phone this week with the representatives of Deion Sanders, and Deion Sanders scored the first run in the history of this ballpark back in 2000 when we opened this ballpark. So we're going to be doing a Deion Sanders bobblehead.
Nice.
To commemorate that. And Aristides Aquino was a big star with our team last year. Obviously went on to have a really super August and September with the Cincinnati Reds. his signature pose, I guess, that he's known for is flexing his bicep when he comes around third base after a home run. So we have captured that in a bobblehead, and Bob, instead of his head bobbling, we have got his shoulder bobbling.
It's a shoulder bobble. So it's a bobble shoulder.
Yep, he's in the flex position, and his arm moves up and down in that flex bicep curl position.
That's quality entertainment there. We'll look forward to that.
And then we partnered with our friends at DC Comics, and they're actually super excited about this. They've taken Buddy Bat, and they're going to put him into the Batman costume that is going to be appearing in the new DC movies coming out. So we'll be partnering with them, and Buddy Bat will be symbolized in a brand new bobblehead that'll feature him
wow.
as Batman. So we're really excited about some of these promotions. We've got some other cool promotions. I have both Paw Patrol and SpongeBob coming in.
Oh, nice.
And we're working right now on a tribute to The Office night, the TV show The Office,
sure.
when we play Scranton.
That's perfect.
The Mashers will be back. The Mint Juleps will be back. Star Wars has actually gotten moved to the first Saturday in June. And this year, really, Bob, we're basically framing it and calling it the Year of the Fan. And we're doing 20 different promotions for our fans and letting them get involved. And actually, they can now tell us what kind of music to play during the fireworks.
Huh.
If they give us an idea that we use as one of our promotional ideas, we're going to provide them with season tickets for life.
Wow.
But along these lines, we want to do something really special and open the season with a big bang. So we're coming out on April 11th with a $2 beer night. On that night, we'll also have fireworks. And what we're going to do, Bob, this year is we'll have fireworks also every Saturday night in June, July, and August. So besides Fridays now, we'll also have fireworks on Saturdays in June, July, and August. And finally, we will be expanding our dog days because they do so well. We're now going to do a dog day on a Sunday in April, on the 26th of April. And after the game, and we've looked this up, it'll be the first ever dogs run the bases after the game's over before kids run the bases.
Let's hope they don't stop in the base path, but that's another story altogether.
We're going to have some pooper scoopers out there, but hopefully the little kids don't step in anything after the dogs get done.
All right. I always ask you this at this time of year because I know you've been well on your way to putting promotions together. Did you stumble on any exciting new acts out there?
I did not. Actually, I'm kind of reaching back into my bag to celebrate the 20-year anniversary, so we're bringing Red Panda back because she was a huge success
fantastic.
Last year. Tyler, the Amazing Balancing Act, will be back. Last year was my first year having him. And I'm working on getting Christian and Scooby back. And Scooby is the small dog that sits on his back while he does acrobatic tricks. So we're working on those and getting those scheduled. So it's going to be a great year for the fans. We're going to have a lot of fun here, and hopefully the team plays well.
Well, and I know you would never do it. They've been, you know, good friends of a lot of people in the town, but it's got to just logistically make your job a little bit easier not to have to be sharing the place.
Well, we've enjoyed our relationship with Lou City. They were fabulous to work with. What a super franchise as far as the success they've had, not only at the turnstiles, but on the field. And I know the new stadium is going to do extremely well. It's going to be a great addition to this part of downtown and to our city. But I know getting the field back, at least allowing it an opportunity to rest and heal a little bit, will make the playing surface last a little bit longer, especially once we get into the heat of the summer. So I think it's going to be a super summer for both Lou City and for the Louisville Bats.
Oh, by the way, is the Bluegrass World Series coming back, or has that been canned?
No, it's not coming back, but we're actually working on some other events now that the soccer team has moved out. We're actually getting back possibly into the concert business.
Oh, nice.
And we're also maybe working on a major event in here starting maybe Thanksgiving of next year and going all the way to January 1. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we'll have more details on that. We're right now talking, negotiating with a promoter, something that I think the city will be really excited about if we can put it together.
All right. Well, God bless you, my friend. You are a tireless worker and been a good friend of ours personally and the show, and I look forward to a big season for the Bats and hopefully some more wins, but there seems like there's more talent in the system, so maybe that's what's on the docket. We sure hope so.
Yeah, and I tell you what, when Pat comes in town here in a couple of weeks for his luncheon, I'll bring him by the station, and also we'd love to have you in the dugout sometime in April or May and let you watch a ball game from down there again.
That'd be fantastic. Take care, my friend. Good talking
to you. All right. Be good.
Greg Elliott with us here on the V Show on ESPN 680 105.7. Look, it's minor league baseball, but the fact of the matter is nobody likes to go and you know, and they've been not that competitive for a long time, and they used to be really good for a long time. So let's hope they can get back on their winning ways a little bit. We shall
see. Nobody likes to go and see someone lose. You didn't finish that sentence.
What did I say? Nobody likes to see.
Yeah, you said, you know, it's minor league baseball. No one likes to go. I was like, no, people have a lot of fun going.
No, I meant, of course, no. I meant it's nobody likes to go and see, no matter what level it is. Watch the, let's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Well, if they don't win very often, it's a lot of shame. And so, yeah, it's we'll see. Hopefully they can get back on track. And it will be better for everybody involved. The soccer venue, they both organizations have been very careful to speak very kindly of each other. There's no question about that. But and that, I don't think it was insincere. I mean, I think they had a mutual respect. But let's not kid ourselves. Logistically, it's tough. It's very tough. And so they are, I think, in many ways, going to be able to both function and for, as a fan, strictly as a fan, it's great for all of us. You got a better venue to watch soccer. It's a soccer specific stadium, and these renovations, I think, are going to be. He's right. It's too big for AAA baseball. I mean, you know, they, for the one time they may sell out all the seats, like for Thunder or something. The rest of the time, you're reminded that it's kind of minor league. That's one of the things that'll be very cool about the soccer stadium is. These games are going to be, you know, that stadium's going to be filled most of the time. So that's nothing speaks to, unfortunately, minor league is like rows and rows of empty seats. But sometimes it's not the number of people coming. They drew very well. The Louisville City draws very well, but the stadium is too big. And the bats are among the national attendance leaders every year, but there's too many seats. So use some of that space for the fan experience, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it. We have got one more break to take, and we will as soon as I tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Universal Windows Direct is the home of the windows with super spacer technology. Why is that significant? Because it makes the window seal last longer and be more efficient. And by being more efficient, it means you pay less money for your energy bills as the energy is just going out the window. You keep it in your home to stay more comfortable, stay warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, and the windows last longer. And not only that, they got a deal right now that is absolutely terrific. You can get these windows 0% financing for 36 months. Buy one, get one free, no limit, free installation. And these windows are absolutely a warranty like none other. It's for as long as you own your home in 30 years to the next homeowner. That is a warranty. So take advantage. Give them a call. Get them in for a free home estimate. Tell them we sent you. It's Universal Windows Direct. You will enjoy seeing the window in up close because you'll appreciate the quality and you'll enjoy the savings if you get it installed. Take advantage of this great deal. Universal Windows Direct. We'll take our last break. We'll come back here on the V-Show on ESPN 680-1057. Simple approach. Many of you probably doing it, but sports has evolved into a... society in general has evolved into, you know, just celebrate the negative. I could get into a whole diatribe on that because some things, you know, you kind of discover for yourself and it's a revelation and you may write it and somebody will say, well, you know, big deal. I knew that a long time ago. So, but I'm just realizing why certain people are behaving the way they behave because of looking at the world. It's got more, in a nutshell, it's this. I'll tell you what prompted this, and I'll tell you, and then we're going to hear from Cal. There's all these websites that now, if you go to them, like she found he was cheating, and so she ultimately embarrassed him, like at the wedding thing, rather than read her vows. She told him she read all his affairs, and in the old days, if I may be that way, it's not a get off my lawn. It would be, you'd find out the guy was a horse's ass. You'd say, hey, Tommy, you're a horse's ass. The wedding's off. Now go screw yourself. And then everybody went about their lives. Now, it's okay to have put everybody through all that, to have a wedding, to pay the caterers, to have everything, just to humiliate the guy. And people are like, good, that's right, that's what you should do. Because now it's not just about what's, state your business, what the hell are you doing in here? I'm in the middle of a story. What is he doing in here? What is he doing in here? Why did he come in right then? I know what it did. I can guarantee why Produce walked in. Because he finished his work for Andy's show, and that means he's allowed to trample on all the other shows, right?
I'm getting in the zone, man. You do 6 hours of radio on different ends of the day, you got to get in a certain zone.
Well, get in the zone in the 93.9 studio.
I'm getting in the zone. I'm getting in the zone. Come on, Bob.
First of all, the zone is no longer on here. It's in Kansas City, so you're in the wrong state. And secondly, get in the zone in your own room. Just march into our room to get in the zone. What are we, a Zen? What are we, in charge of yoga and Zen here? What is this? People are coming
in. At least his pants are on this time when he's getting in the zone.
Unbelievable. But that's what it's about. It's about revenge. And so that's almost all of our decisions now are centered more about not good. I told you game shows are not, let's have five people compete and then we'll celebrate the best guy. We'll put 10 people on, find the biggest schmuck, punish and try and humiliate him, get rid of him, then do it next week all over again, and then figure out more ways to humiliate everybody until there's only one guy left. Now, we got to give him a toaster or something because we got to say he's the winner, but it's really nothing about that. That's the mindset. And so I have found, as hokey as it may be, a whole crap ton of websites that now just are just happy. And I don't feel like being unhappy anymore. So if you want to be unhappy, certainly about sports. My love for sports goes as I can't remember. I cannot remember a time when I have not been passionately in love with sports. Literally. Like 4 years old, those are my first memories. Playing with plastic golf clubs in the backyard, getting my father maybe a basket that was literally 6 feet off the ground. He made it so I could go play by my in the backyard, go take shoot baskets by myself. That's just everything. All the toys I ever wanted were sports toys. Bowling, hockey, basketball, football, you name it. I would watch a Saturday afternoon college football game, be so excited I'd go in the backyard and play by myself, throw passes to myself, make diving catches, play imaginary games. So I am nuts, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'd rather be happy and nuts than sad and rational. So there's these websites. This guy, his whole mission is to put happy, cool stuff every day. That's the reality. And so there's one, when I go, this is the way I want to go. Many of you have probably seen this video. It's a little kid. He looks like he's about three, and he's running in red boots, and he is being chased by eight puppies. And they knock him down, and their tails are going 8 million miles an hour, and they're just climbing all over him, trying to kiss him and climb on him and hug him. And then he is just giggling away. And then he gets up and he runs away and they knock him down again. And the caption is, when I go, this is the way I want to have it. This is the way I want to go when the time comes. It's hard to be depressed at that. Give me one quick cut. I know he's coming on here, but I want to respond to one. Oh, we're not going to. Okay, fine. I got to get out. Everybody
sorry,
else
I had
can
it
go
timed
over
out.
My show.
I had
get
it
out.
Timed out.
Get out quick. Get out. The real radio guys are coming. Get the hell out. You old fat SOB. Get out, damn it. Take all your characters. Take Oswald. Take Maria. Take all of them and get the hell out. Sports Talk is coming up next. We want to talk sports. That's coming up next.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.